Thank you. I dare say that all of us who are here this morning are familiar with the Easter story as told to us in Scripture. Now, the story actually began last Sunday with that triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And then it unfolded to the events that make up Holy Week. We proceeded from the Palm Sunday message to the crucifixion of Good Friday, leading to the resurrection celebration of Easter morning. While we have understood that this story told the experience of the man Jesus, we might not know that this is also our story, the story of our journey from a sense awareness of life to Christ consciousness. If we think only of Easter as commemorating what happened in the life of a man who lived over 2,000 years ago, we are missing the true meaning of Easter. We are missing the greater significance of the event. The Easter story, it is an experience, and it is a personal one. Jesus said, "What I have done, ye can do also." He might have gone on to emphasize the point by saying, "What I have done, ye must do also." Each of us must discover Christ for ourselves. Each must make that journey from sense to soul. Jesus is our way shower. He demonstrated dominion over conditions that make up humanhood because he knew that he was not of that condition. He proved the nothingness of sin, sickness, and death. He proved the existence of eternal life. We must do the same. And why is this? It is because the story takes place in individual consciousness. What happens to the individual must be an experience, and it does so in consciousness. To understand our personal journey called the Easter experience, we too must take the steps that Jesus took. But exactly what was he trying to show us? That which is not of the human condition is spirit. When we are able to lay down the human concept of life, when we are able to cross out any thought of a condition separate and apart from God, when we do these things, Christ comes forth. When man understanding is lifted above the awareness of the five senses to spiritual consciousness, it is called resurrection. It is rising out of the ashes of humanhood into a new understanding, one that speaks of eternal life. And furthermore, after the activity of Holy Week, we know that we are that life. Remember the renewal in spring. Just like the blossoms of springtime are not the recreation of last year's bloom, but are brand new, we too are not the recreation of old ideas, but rather we are brand new, manifesting in a different way, vital and alive to a new season of expression. Since the Easter story is an activity in consciousness, then we must be in a state of consciousness that allows for the experience. And so we speak once again of that entry into Jerusalem, a habitation of peace. Abiding in a state of serenity is a prerequisite to living the Easter story. We will not be able to cross out a sense of humanhood if we are caught up in its condition. It is in our time of prayer and meditation that we may dwell in that place. It is in a state of serenity that all is made clear. We see the limitations of the material way of life, the temporariness of its form, the nothingness of its existence. It is then that we release a concept of a life that restricts and limits. Old ideas become like last year's crop, put away, so that that new one may take root. We are no longer moved by its testimony or by its temptations. In a state of peace, we drop the concept of a little self with its ego and with its personality. We cross out any misconceptions about who it was we thought we were. Those limited personal beliefs and habits, they must be put away. Just bury them. This is important. If we do not do this, we will not be able to experience the rest of the Easter story called Resurrection. The Palm Sunday entry into a place of peace, the Good Friday crucifixion of personal self, the resurrection on Easter morning, and the risen Christ ascending to the Father. These things all take place in individual consciousness. These are the steps that Jesus took. Jesus, the way shower, lived the Easter story to show us the way. He has fulfilled his mission, his cause for coming into this world. So too must we fulfill ours. We too must bear witness unto him who has sent us. And the challenge is always for us to discover how to do so. Since all of the activity takes place in us, then any progress in living the Easter story is pretty much up to us. Opposition to any experience always comes from within us, from within our awareness. Releasing the world of human conditions, that's not easy for us to do. Crossing out all those old misconceptions and ideas that we held about us is difficult. It is called the crucifixion experience for a reason, and sometimes it is painful. The ego does not go away on its own accord. Any opposition of the full development and demonstration of our Christhood comes from the materialistic side of our nature. It is the traits of the little self that seek to do away with the Christ idea. Because you see, it is Christ in our consciousness that destroys the error of sense, the duality that calls something either good or bad. It is Christ that overcomes the world of sense by abiding in the kingdom, which is a consciousness of wholeness and completion. Now, the man Jesus, he may be our way shower, but he cannot live our experience for us, nor can he save us from our sins of misconception. The man Jesus had his own journey to complete. His mission was to tell us of our Christ, the awareness of self, that is neither the personality nor the physical expression. And then he basically told us, live from that consciousness. And he encouraged us with the words, what I can do, ye can do also. The entire Easter story has to do with the activity of rising above physical sense to experience the true selfhood, the divinity of our being, going from sense to soul. You see, behind the appearance of each one of us, Christ is there, the true law of our being. But each of us has got to discover it for himself. Each of us must take the Easter experience. So let's talk about the experience. The Easter experience allows us to overcome the world. Jesus overcame the world. But exactly what world did he overcome? He did not overcome Rome, nor did he overcome the Hebrew church, the rabbis, or the temple. The world that he overcame was the world of material sense about himself. Remember, our only experience is done in consciousness. So whatever any overcoming must be done must be an idea of a concept that we are entertaining in consciousness. Joe Goldsmith says it this way. In proportion as we overcome the material side of our being, we overcome the part of us which still seeks to enrich ourselves or to in some way glorify our human identity. And to that degree, have we overcome the world. Now, the attainment of Christ, it is not a simple achievement in this day and age, any more than it was when the Master said that the way is straight and narrow, and few will find it. However, in the process of overcoming, ultimately, everyone must face the crucifixion of the material sense of existence, so that there may be a resurrection and an ascension. Friday was Good Friday. Now, I sincerely hope that the Good Friday experience was a successful one. If it was not successful, if we were not able to cross out a personal sense of life, if we were not able to lay aside the human condition, then we will not be an empty vessel. We will not be open and receptive to the divine idea. And the Easter morning celebration will not yet be ours because we have not yet taken Jesus' steps which are necessary to prepare the way. Now, it really doesn't matter how long it takes us to make that journey called Holy Week. It matters not how many lifetimes we spend going in and out of understanding, not quite ready to complete the journey. It does not matter how many times we prepare the grave site and just can't bring ourselves to put our personal sense of life in it. It doesn't matter what we do or how long it takes us, because you see, we cannot harm Christ. Is there really an activity apart from God? Is there a soul apart from God? Is there a law or a mind apart from God? No, I know not any, saith Isaiah. I know not any. No matter how we act or what it is we believe, we can never harm Christ. Easter morning does not occur one time of year on a certain date in the springtime. We may celebrate the joy of Easter at any time. Easter morning occurs each and every time that we call forth the truth that operates in us. Christ, truth, is raised in us. We hear the assurance that Jesus heard. We see the truth that he saw. And we receive the power that he believed in. And we do this because Jesus, the way shower, showed us the way. This is the Christ in you, your hope of glory, as it was in Jesus. When Jesus lived his Easter story, he did so by demonstrating a principle of immortality. The concept of immortality brings complete freedom from human limitation. And if we follow his way, take the steps that he took, we too will learn of immortality. We will learn of eternal life. The journey from Jerusalem on Palm Sunday to the resurrection on Easter morning is a time of unfoldment, an unfolding from a material sense of life to the revelation of the risen Christ. The risen Christ speaks of truth, the truth of who we are. So you see, each of us has his own Easter morning, and each has his own moment of resurrection, when the old man falls away and the rebirth of understanding occurs. Each of us experiences the letting go of last year's crop in order to make room for the new bloom. The final experience is the ascension, when we are consciously one with the Father. At some point, every knee shall bow down before the Lord. Each one of us will look out on this world and declare, "It is finished." This morning, let us celebrate the Easter story. Will you join me now in our closing meditation? On this joyous Easter morning, let us take a few moments to experience the Easter message. In this time of stillness, we prepare ourselves to receive the revelation of immortality, of eternal life. Let us cross out any misunderstanding, any ideas that are not of God. As we empty ourselves of personality, a personal opinion, we feel Christ within us. The activity of Christ lifts us. It renews and restores, revealing that we are the one with him who hath sent us. It is the awareness of spiritual reality that allows us to go to the Father. Christ rises from the tomb of human belief, revealing the message of eternal life. Yes, an Easter experience, it is a personal one. We must each prepare the way for Christ to rise and go to the Father. This very moment we declare that God is here. There is no death, no separation. There's only eternal life, and we are that life. It is this life that we celebrate this Easter morning. We may celebrate it now. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May Christ reveal his presence so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.